99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Group therapy, send us a message. We'll toss it out to the group, see if we can get you help. Got this message from a listener who says, I've met a guy via online dating who's wonderful. He's smart, has a great career, and we have wonderful chemistry. Our first date was really nice, and he's made it clear he wants to continue moving forward. Here's the kicker. I'm not attracted to him at all.
Oh, boy.
He's attractive. He's just not ticking off any boxes for me. I am, however, extremely attracted to every other aspect of him.
Okay.
Enough that I'm feeling silly for letting something so shallow get in the way. Am I screwed here? Can attraction grow in a case like this? Oh, man. So
that's tough.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I think in my past, yeah, I tried kind of stepping outside of my normal zone, like
right,
trying to date someone that wasn't typically my type.
But yeah, your type, right. Everybody kind of,
yes,
has a type, and then every now and then you're like, you know what, let's go with this and see how it works.
And it didn't work for me. But it doesn't mean that it would never. Mm. I just don't know what the magical time frame is that you give it before you figure out if the chemistry is just never going to be there.
Now, I feel like I need to know more about his lack of hotness. Like, does he have just traditional looks? Is he plagued by something that he can't control? Like, you know,
doesn't sound like it. It just doesn't sound like it's
like,
typically
like, it's her cup
like
of tea,
what
maybe
she finds attractive.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah,
and
like,
that's tough because it's like on paper, like this person is perfect. This, they have all the qualities I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why am I not feeling, you know, everything, all the chemistry and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I've been in, you know, that's it. Well, I'll say this. I've probably, I think, been that person for many of my ex-boyfriends.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm perfect on paper. And like, why? And then they find the next person, and that's who they marry.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, you know, you until you found your husband, you learned that you were a good stepping stone to marriage for a lot of,
exactly,
guys.
And you're welcome.
Oh, my gosh.
And then my husband finally figured it out,
right,
and I am a gem.
Got it. Right.
Yes.
So Kim texts in and says, yes, it absolutely can grow over time. If you have great connection, it can develop into more. I'm definitely a friends first type of person. All right. Well, group therapy, we'll throw it out there at Ben and Kelly Show, or even text 502-571-9970. Can attraction grow? Like, if you're not initially attracted to someone, but you like everything else, can that grow and can it become a successful relationship? The message that we got from a woman here who was like, you know, I feel silly for letting something so shallow like looks get in the way. Can attraction grow in a case like this? Because everything else is great about this guy.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people chiming in saying, yes, it can grow.
Hmm.
And he says, yeah, I'm in a similar situation. So says Roxanne says this. After 2 years, he's become way more attractive to me. Michelle said, yes, attraction will grow over time. You just have to be patient. Go with it, especially if you like everything else about that person. Kim kind of said the same thing.
Got a message from Jess who said, I have a problem with this because I feel everyone needs that initial lust for the person first. Then you figure out if you're compatible in other ways. It won't happen.
Okay, so they're saying that, you know, you need, that's the difference between like friendship
and
a relationship.
And a relationship. Like she's,
yeah,
saying that you need to have that initial, like, oh, I want that person first, and then figure out, okay, we're compatible, we check boxes and all that, and then everything goes. Dan just texts in and says, yep, I agree with Jess too. Got a message from a listener and said, my friend went completely out of her usual type and she questioned if she should stay, but she did. And now they're getting married. They have a good, good connection. He's really good to her and they have a lot in common. So that's another kind of an example of stick to it. Interesting. We got a message from Dave, who said, I was that guy.
meaning that she wasn't attracted to him?
Yeah, my wife never dated my, quote, type. I made her laugh. She took a chance and dated me, who was out of her comfort zone, and now we're married. Hang in there.
Oh, wow.
All right.
That is great. So, okay, we've got a couple of different opinions.
Yeah, I was going to say, because like, you are kind of in that, like, hey, it didn't work for me in my case.
Yeah, it didn't really work for me.
But
there's a lot of other people that said, yes, it does.
You know what's interesting is I think that I'm that guy for my wife.
Like, you weren't really her type, and she took a chance?
Well, because...
To the side street?
If I look back at her exes before me, they...
You look nothing like them?
They were all a type, and I broke the mold, I'll say.
Well, see, there you go.
I broke the mold.
Okay. See, that's what made you stand out. She had no idea, really, what she was looking for until she met you.
Maybe that's what we'll say.
How sweet is that?
I mean, you know, we're married, we got kids, so I think it's working out. But I like, what are we saying here? We need to kind of wrap this up. Like, what are we saying? Are we saying, like, is there a time?
I feel like we give it some time. Yeah. I feel like because there's enough people that chimed in and said, yes, it can grow over time. It worked for me, and it's the best relationship. And you have a very solid foundation if you, like,
are
really good friends and you have all of that to build upon. So maybe we give it some more time. I don't know how much more time.
Yeah,
though.
I know.
That's the thing. Like, if you're, you know... I was thinking as I was inching towards my 30s, I'm like, I'm not going to put much more than 6 months into it.
Right. Yeah. I was going to say, I think time is very personal for everybody.
Yeah. And it's different. It's going to be different for everyone because it's going to click at some point or it's not. But how long do you let it go before you decide it's not going
to
click?
Like a year later, still waiting for him to get hot. You know, I'm like, what? All right.
Oh, my God.
We can move this over to social media if you want, at Ben and Kelly Show. So I think we're saying give it time. All right.
I would say give it some more time.
Give it
don't bail yet.
Don't bail yet. All right. There you go. Group therapy.
Do some more kissing.
Do some more kissing. Group therapy on 99.7 DJX.